We can live out a week-to-week existence, or we can live in the fullness of Him where time doesn't exist and joy overflows. You've all experienced a time when you were with somebody or in some circumstance that was just fabulous. It was just a fantastic time, and you looked at your watch, and wow, you thought it was 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and maybe hours had gone by. Time didn't exist. And that's the kind of relationship that Jesus really means to have with us, and for us to have with each other for that matter as well. But where time doesn't exist, we're so lost and overflowing in His joy and in a relationship with Him that we've stepped out of the bounds of time. The pressures and the priorities and all the demands of our circumstance, our worries, our concerns, all that stuff doesn't matter. Isn't that what happens when you're really in a situation of love and exuberance and joy that's fulfilling and it's real and it's alive? You just lose track of time. Wow, it would just seem like we've been here just a few minutes. I mean, you've all had some point in your life where God showed you that shadow of what it's like to be with Him if we'd open our eyes to see Him. Time doesn't exist in that realm. Something that I think that God's impressed me with today in a shadow form and recently over the last few weeks, probably more than ever before in my life, is just how patient He is in this respect. He knows that if we'll take the time to be with Him, that He'll demonstrate His character to us in such a way that He'll be absolutely irresistible. I mean, if the qualities of His character are staggering, and it's just like that little example that she wrote about here, and I talked about a minute ago about being lost in time. Well, that happens when there's something amazing about what's happening, right? There's something about it that just catapults you out of all the other things that you were encumbered by and drugged down by, and you're dazzled by something that's outside of the realm of your normal flow of experiences. And Jesus is like that. He's inviting us to come walk with Him a little while. Come, let's reason together. Let's walk together on the road to Emmaus. And then we'll break the bread and I'll open your eyes to see who I really am, the Word becoming flesh. I'll dazzle you with all of my qualities of kindness, my qualities of mercy and everlasting forgiveness. My personality will be so attractive to you, you won't be able to stand it. You won't be able to resist me. If you'll just come walk with me a little while, if you'll just isolate yourself a little bit, you'll see my smile, you'll see the wink in my eye, you'll see how the wind blows through my hair in the figurative sense of the Spirit of God. You'll see and hear and experience things that will take you to another realm, and time won't exist there anymore. You'll see my leadership and my strength. You'll see how I have resolve against sin, that I have a focus and a clear vision of what life is supposed to be about, and I know how to take you there, saith the Lord. Come follow me. I'll show you leadership. I'll show you strength. I'll show you an immovable character and quality of life that'll dazzle you. It'll make you want to come with me because it's safe there. It's secure there. I'll show you a kindness and a sensitivity that'll see right into your heart and into your life, and I'll appreciate what's there. I won't judge it. I'll draw out the diamonds and the rubies and the jewels that are there. I'll draw those things out. I'll wash you. I'll cleanse you. I'll make you a queen. I'll make you a king. You see all these qualities that He has. He's perceptive in a thousand different ways and wise beyond words. This is our Master. This is Jesus. This isn't some fairy tale. This isn't some story out there about some God that created the earth and sits on a big old white throne and then we're all going to just be judged. This is about the person of Jesus and His Father that woo us if we'll just be with Him, if we'll take the time to encounter Him. There's absolutely no way to resist Him any longer. And the problem has been just the lack of willingness to abandon ourselves into His very capable and loving hands. His trustworthiness is beyond belief. But because we don't get close enough to see it sometimes, we get just a little too busy, too selfish, too careless, whatever, we just won't take the time to be dazzled and wooed by Him. And you know, I mean, he's wanting to build an army of followers, but it's not just some theoretical, logical, doctrinal issue. Follow me or you'll go to hell. Well, yeah. But that has nothing to do with what Jesus came to show the 12. Do you think they were there because Jesus was wagging his finger at them, follow me or you'll go to hell? Do you remember any scripture like that? Is that what he did when he went and prayed to the Father all night? He said, Father, show me what I should say. And he stood and he said, you 12, you come with me or you're going to go to hell. I mean, it wasn't like that. They wanted to be there because they saw something about him that just amazed them. They saw his wisdom and kindness and patience. They saw strong leadership. They saw an unwavering character. They saw someone that could take the pummeling of life and stand with just a little corner of his mouth just smiling in the face of it and a courage in his eyes. And they wanted to be like him and they wanted to be with him and they weren't going anywhere. He didn't have to threaten them. And he's not threatening us either. He's inviting us to see him for who he is and the amazing qualities and amazing personality that he has that we would want to be with him because I want to be like that when I grow up. And I do. I honestly do. And that's an awakening process today as well as in recent weeks.